The Magic Shop. I had seen the magic shop from afar several times. I had passed it once or twice, a shop window of alluring little objects, magic balls, magic hens, wonderful cones, ventriloquist dolls, the material of the basket trick, packs of cards that looked all right, and all that sort of thing. But never had I thought of going in until one day, almost without warning, Jip hauled me by my finger right up to the window and so conducted himself that there was nothing for it but to take him in. I had not thought the place was there, to tell the truth. A modest-sized frontage in Regent Street, between the picture shop and the place where the chicks run about just out of patent incubators, but there it was, sure enough. I had fancied it was down nearer the circus, or round the corner in Oxford Street, or even in Holborn. Always over the way and a little inaccessible it had been, with something of the mirage in its position, but here it was now, quite indisputably, and the fat end of Jip's pointing finger made a noise upon the glass. "If I was rich," said Jip, dabbing a finger at the disappearing egg, "I'd buy myself that, and that," which was the crying baby, very human, "and that," which was a mystery, and called, so a neat card asserted, "buy one and astonish your friends." "Anything," said Jip, "will disappear under one of those cones. I've read about it in a book." "And there, Dada, is the vanishing halfpenny, only they've put it this way up so's we can't see how it's done." Jip, dear boy, inherits his mother's breeding, and he did not propose to enter the shop or worry in any way, only, you know, quite unconsciously he lugged my finger doorward, and he made his interest clear. "That," he said, and pointed to the magic bottle. "If you had that," I said, at which promising inquiry he looked up with sudden radiance. "I could show it to Jessie," he said, thoughtful as ever of others. "It's less than 100 days to your birthday, Jibbles," I said, and laid my hand on the door handle. Jip made no answer, but his grip tightened on my finger, and so we came into the shop. It was no common shop, it was a magic shop, and all the prancing precedence Jip would have taken in the matter of mere toys was wanting. He left the burden of the conversation to me. It was a little narrow shop, not very well lit, and the doorbell pinged again with a plaintive note as we closed it behind us.